The title of a new book by British comedy writers John Lloyd and John Mitchison is paradoxical. The Book of the Dead actually celebrates the lives of famous, unknown, and sometimes strange people who have gone before. John Lloyd and John Mitchison join us from the studios of the BBC in Oxford, England. Welcome back to the program, both of you.
Hello, Leanne. Hi, Leanne.
All right, we're going to have to distinguish between the two Johns. So let me start with you, John M. I want to go to a much maligned aristocrat, John Lloyd, Catherine the Great, the Empress of Russia, who you point out was not Russian, was named Sophie, and hated being referred to as the Great, and apparently explained the means of her death were also greatly exaggerated.
Well, it wasn't anything to do with horses, if that's what you're thinking, Leanne.
Well, that's the rumor, is that,
you know. We'll leave it there. John's really the expert on the Russian characters in this, so I'll let him take up the story.
Yeah, I mean, she did. She died at her toilette, I think is the polite way. And in fact, she died in bed, but she collapsed at her toilette and was carried to her bed and died peacefully. But the interesting thing is why the rumors. It was about her sexual proclivities in particular. It seemed to be the done thing. Marie Antoinette suffered from the same problem, as if you were a high-profile, successful female royal, the rumours were spread to blacken your reputation. And that fact that most of the rumours about her sexual practices came from her own son, who was a rather nasty piece of work, who tried to blacken her reputation after she died. The tragedy, in a way, is that she was a great, great ruler. I mean, she was enlightened. She completely transformed the city of St. Petersburg, built lots of buildings, but also she created a whole new set of laws based on enlightenment principles. They were called the Nakaz, and they were an inspiration for the American Constitution. But she had a healthy appetite and did indeed have a string of lovers. And she basically liked young men for recreation, but also for conversation. She was an intellectual as much as she was a sort of a woman who had strong sexual appetites. So it's a shame that all we remember her for is this one story that turns out not to be true at all anyway.